In the ancient land of Israel, a youthful shepherd named David was selected by God for a significant purpose. Unbeknownst to him, his journey would take him from the serene fields of Bethlehem to the throne of Israel. While tending his father's sheep, David learned to play the harp, finding comfort in its melodies. However, his life would soon change dramatically when the prophet Samuel came to Bethlehem, sent by God to anoint the future king of Israel. "How long will you grieve for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen a king among his sons. How can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me," Samuel replied. "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You shall anoint for me the one I indicate to you." Samuel looked upon Jesse's sons, expecting to find the future king among them. But God's choice was not the oldest nor the strongest. It was David, the youngest and most modest of them all. "Do not look at his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all your sons?" "There remains yet the youngest, and he is tending the sheep," Jesse answered. "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives," Samuel said. So Jesse sent for David. He was ruddy, with bright eyes and handsome. The Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Samuel took the oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. David's anointing marked the start of his path. He returned to the fields, unaware of the destiny awaiting him. Meanwhile, King Saul was troubled by an evil spirit from the Lord. His servants suggested finding someone who could play the harp to soothe him. One knew of David's skill and brought him to the king. As David played, the evil spirit left Saul, and he was refreshed and well. Saul was so pleased that he made David his armor bearer. Years passed, and David's faith was tested when the mighty Philistine warrior Goliath challenged the armies of Israel. "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will be your servants. But if I prevail and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." While the soldiers trembled in fear, David stepped forward with unwavering courage. "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." With a single stone and a slingshot, David struck down Goliath, stunning the Philistine army and inspiring the Israelites to victory. David's fame spread throughout the land, but his path to the throne was perilous. King Saul, consumed by jealousy, sought to kill David. "They have credited David with tens of thousands, but me with only thousands. What more can he have but the kingdom?" Saul lamented. One day, a distressing spirit from God came upon Saul as he prophesied in his house. David played music as usual, but Saul had a spear in his hand and threw it, saying, "I will pin David to the wall." David eluded him twice. Saul offered David his older daughter Merab as a wife, hoping the Philistines would be against him, but later gave Merab to another man named Adriel. Meanwhile, Saul's younger daughter Michal fell deeply in love with David. Saul saw an opportunity to use Michal as a pawn in his plan to bring about David's downfall. He promised Michal's hand to David, hoping she would be a snare to him and he would fall by the hands of the Philistines. To further test David's loyalty and bravery, Saul demanded a dowry of 100 Philistine foreskins, hoping this dangerous task would lead to David's death. However, undaunted and driven by love for Michal, David embarked on a daring mission with his men. They killed 200 Philistines and presented their foreskins to Saul, who had no choice but to give Michal to David as his wife. Witnessing David's bravery and the Lord's favor upon him, Saul became increasingly fearful and envious. Despite Saul's efforts to undermine him, David continued to rise in favor and esteem, proving himself to be a wise and capable leader. Saul's son Jonathan, who loved David deeply, warned him of his father's intentions to kill him. Jonathan spoke to Saul on David's behalf, convincing him to spare David's life for the time being. However, Saul's jealousy soon consumed him again. While David was playing the harp for Saul, Saul hurled a spear at him once more, but David managed to evade the attack. Saul then sent men to watch David's house and take his life in the morning. David's wife Michal, who was also Saul's daughter, helped him escape through a window. She placed an idol in David's bed and covered it with goat's hair to make it appear as if David was still there. When Saul's men came to capture David, Michal told them he was sick. Saul was furious when he found out that David had escaped and rebuked Michal for deceiving him. David fled to Samuel in Ramah and told him all that had happened. Samuel and David then went to Naioth, where they met a group of prophets. Saul sent men to capture David, but when they arrived at Naioth, they were overcome by the Spirit of God and began prophesying. Saul, determined to capture David himself, went to Naioth. However, when he arrived, the Spirit of God came upon him as well, and he too began prophesying. Saul stripped off his clothes and lay naked all day and night, which became a proverb among the people. Is Saul also among the prophets? David, knowing Saul would not give up his pursuit, fled to Jonathan and asked him why Saul was trying to kill him. Jonathan reassured David of his friendship and promised to find out Saul's intentions. Jonathan spoke to Saul on David's behalf again, and Saul agreed not to harm David. Jonathan brought David back to Saul, and David served the king as before. Despite Saul's temporary change of heart, his jealousy and paranoia would continue to plague him, leading to further conflict with David. One day, while Saul was pursuing David in the wilderness, David had an opportunity to end Saul's life, but chose not to harm him as he respected Saul's position as king. Instead, David secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe to show that he could have ended his life, but chose not to. Afterward, David felt guilty for even doing that much and deeply regretted it. When Saul realized what had happened, he was moved by David's mercy and kindness. He acknowledged that David would indeed be the future king and vowed not to harm him. David and Saul parted ways, and David continued to evade Saul's pursuit, knowing that his time to reign as king would come in due course. Despite the hardships, David remained faithful to God, sparing Saul's life when the opportunity arose. His actions revealed a heart filled with mercy and forgiveness. In the land of Israel lived a wealthy man named Nabal, who owned many sheep and goats. He was married to a wise and beautiful woman named Abigail. Nabal was known to be harsh and selfish, while Abigail was known for her kindness and wisdom. One day, David and his men, who were fugitives from King Saul, came to the region where Nabal's flocks were grazing. David's men had protected Nabal's shepherds and flocks, so David sent messengers to Nabal asking for provisions as a gesture of goodwill. However, Nabal responded rudely, insulting David and refusing to give him anything. This angered David, who vowed to slay Nabal and his men in retaliation. When Abigail heard what had happened, she quickly gathered a large quantity of food and wine and went out to meet David. She humbly pleaded with him not to take revenge, reminding him of the consequences of shedding innocent blood. Abigail's words touched David's heart, and he praised her wisdom and courage. Abigail returned to Nabal and found him feasting and drunk. She waited until he was sober, then told him what had transpired. Nabal was struck with fear and became as still as a stone. 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal and he died. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he sent for Abigail and proposed marriage. Abigail accepted and became David's wife. David also married another woman named Ahinoam. Meanwhile, Saul's pursuit of David continued, but David and his men remained safe in the wilderness. Abigail's wisdom and courage had not only saved her household from destruction, but had also secured her a place in the company of a future king. One night, Saul's army was camped in the wilderness, and Saul lay sleeping inside the camp with his spear stuck in the ground near his head. David and his companion Abishai crept into the camp under cover of darkness. Abishai urged David to let him strike Saul down with the spear, but David refused, unwilling to raise his hand against the anointed king of Israel. Instead, David took Saul's spear and water jug as proof that he had spared Saul's life once more. David and Abishai retreated to a safe distance, and David called out to Saul's commander, Abner, accusing him of failing to protect his king. Saul awoke and recognized David's voice. Once again, David revealed that he had spared Saul's life. Saul acknowledged David's righteousness and blessed him before returning to his palace. David's mercy and respect for Saul's position demonstrated his deep faith and trust in God's timing. Despite the ongoing conflict, David remained steadfast, knowing that he was destined to become the next king of Israel in accordance with God's will. David's journey to the throne was a testament to his faith, courage, and reliance on God. Even when faced with numerous challenges, he remained true to his principles, earning the respect and admiration of those around him. His story serves as an enduring reminder of the power of faith and the importance of staying true to one's values, no matter the circumstances. David's legacy as a man after God's own heart would endure for generations, inspiring countless others to seek God's will in their own lives. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, You sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends. Our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.